Highbridge Audio presents Buried in the Bitter Waters by Elliot Jaspin. Read for you by Don Leslie.
Introduction. The story of how I found America's racial cleansings begins in an unlikely place, the small town of Berryville in northwest Arkansas. I was visiting there in 1998, and with time on my hands, I decided to tour a small history museum in the center of town. It was a quirky place. One room was devoted to antique embalming equipment, with all sorts of bric-a-brac piled on tables. As I wandered from room to room, a picture on one wall caught my eye. In the top of the frame was a photograph of a farmer and his wife, taken sometime before the Civil War. Below the picture was the farmer's will. On separate lines, he carefully recounted each of his earthly possessions, parceling them out as he went to family and friends. It was what you would expect, until I reached the fourth or fifth line, wedged between livestock and land, were five slaves to be given away. A friend once described walking into a vault in the New Orleans courthouse and seeing stacks of old record books listing the slaves that each person owned. He stood there in horror. Before him was row after row of moldering books with their ghastly roll call. I understood the shock he tried to describe because it was what swept over me as I stared at that will. How do you describe an encounter with the artifacts of slavery?